Singer-songwriter and guitarist Richard Schindel built a loyal following in the contemporary folk music world with his solo recordings, live performances, and his collaborations with Dar Williams and Lucy Kaplansky in the band Cry, Cry, Cry. Despite his success, Schindel found himself looking for a change. So in 2000, he moved his family to his wife's native Argentina. Schindel has just released Vuelta, his first album since arriving in his adopted country. From Buenos Aires, Brian Burns reports.
Richard Schindel's life is in a perennial state of motion. In recent years, he's been crisscrossing the Americas, satisfying both his familial obligations and his musical instincts. This often chaotic lifestyle played a major part in the development of Vuelta.
Vuelta has a bunch of different connotations. It can mean return, to be back, and being an expatriate, the process of returning and being back is something I have a lot of experience with. Where am I returning to? Am I returning to the United States or am I returning to Buenos Aires? You never know that when you're an expatriate. You never know if you're returning home when you're returning home.
By latitude and longitude, mariners will not arrive. Coordinates are plotted by the relative position to the rising sea.
Schindel says figuring out how to feel at home in his new home requires effort.
I could come down here and just spend my time with my family, learning Spanish and writing songs and taking care of business back home, without actually going out and interacting too much. But that really gets old. You start to feel weird. You start to feel disconnected. It starts to feel very schizophrenic. So I started going out to gigs, listening to people, trying to find out what the music scene was like here. I met some people, and little by little I inserted myself into a scene, I guess, of musicians here, which is just wonderful.
The musicians he met eventually joined him in the studio to record Vuelta. The all-Argentine band, Puente Celeste, added subtle Latin touches to the album. The process forced Schindel to rethink some of the ways that he writes and records his music.
I've always been worried that people here weren't going to get what I did simply because they don't understand what I'm talking about. I found out that's not true. I've also found out that some of the things I take for granted musically are things that the Argentines find utterly fascinating, and vice versa. And that's really interesting because it shows you what it is that's different about your music. Some of the country stuff, some of the finger-picking stuff that I play, they're fascinated by a certain style of finger-picking blues. You know, Mississippi John Hurt kind of thing. That's a technique they just don't do here. They have their own amazing guitar techniques here, but that kind of thing is just not part of their repertoire.
It's New Year's and the place is overflowing. Cousins, aunts, and uncles gather round. How long has it been? It's great to see you. How you've grown.
He has always worked in a very different way, probably. More organized, I guess.
Santiago Vasquez is the percussionist for Puente Celeste. He says playing American-style folk was a learning experience for the band, aided by Schindel's surprisingly strong Spanish skills and what Vasquez calls the timelessness of his songs.
It was a very nice encounter between the two ways of working, the two cultures. But I would say Richard is like a really... It's more Argentine than we are working. He's crazy as well, you know. He changes his mind all the time and tries things. He was playing a lot and improvising a lot, which is good, I think. I like it. And we would have some tensions, and that was the idea, and then find the middle point. But from the beginning, I noticed he was like very solid, like something really... like classic, like his songs were already classics. So that was a fantastic beginning point, right, for working.
Even with an Argentine backup band, the sound on Vuelta is not a grand departure from Schindel's previous efforts. It's the lyrics that have evolved.
The Oslo Queen is set to sail from the port of Buenos Aires.
On the song Che Guevara T-shirt, Schindel tells the tale of an Argentine stowaway trying to escape economic hardship at home and the problems he encounters in a post-9/11 United States.
As the contents of his wallet show, his plan's a little sketchy. $300 and the bad address of a cousin in Miami. In a couple months, with a little luck, he'll be wiring home some money.
In addition to the recent collaboration with Puente Celeste, Shindel also looked to the past for inspiration.
Darkness, darkness, bind him to me. Hide him in your velvet cloak. Come the dawn, he'll rise and go. A marching to Fenarion.
The female voice on Fenario, Shindel's take on the old English anti-war folk tune, belongs to Lucy Kaplansky, one-third of the acoustic all-star group Cry Cry Cry, which Shindel and Kaplansky formed with Dar Williams in 1998. And while he did rely on an old song and an old friend for support on the new album, Shindel also attempted something he's never done before.
Mi primer intento, una canción sencilla.
That's my first attempt to write a song in Spanish, and I'm very proud of it because I actually managed to do it. But it's a very simple song, which of course is what Canción Sencilla means. It means simple song. And it's a song about not being able to write in Spanish. It's a song about not knowing your sweetheart's language, which is a big deal, because if you don't know your sweetheart's language, there's a lot you don't know about them.
Shindel has always written from the outside looking in. It's a concept he understands even more now.
The process of being expatriated is a sneaky one. It kind of creeps up on you. You think it's not affecting you. You think you're not being changed, but you are, little by little. And you notice it when you go back one day and you don't feel entirely comfortable in the place you left. And that's happened to me a couple of times.
It may have happened on his recent U.S. tour. While on the road, Shindel tried to alert audiences from his former home about the economic situation in his adopted home of Argentina. He passed the hat at concerts and raised more than $8,000 for a new community center in Buenos Aires that helps feed some 100 children a day. For NPR News, I'm Brian Burns in Buenos Aires.
You can hear more from Richard Shindel's Vuelta at our website, NPR.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Sheila Cast.